And China charged more. There are worries it could lead to a lot of job losses here in the UK. Capital's Natasha Clark says the UK government are actually relieved, though.
The idea of tens of thousands of job losses, of course, is going to, you know, be a huge problem for Downing Street to try and get on top with. But I think for now there is a bit of a sigh of relief in number 10 that things aren't quite as bad as it would have been.
Sir Keir Starmer says they will respond with cool and calm heads. Counter-terror police are telling parents to contact them if their children are watching misogynistic content. The Met has told Capital the TV show Adolescence has raised a lot of questions about how safe young people are online. Emma Raducanu has pulled out of the squad for next week's Billie Jean King Cup qualifiers. Her team say they made the move to look after her body. She needed medical treatment at the Miami Open last week. And Reese Witherspoon has shared a first look of the new Legally Blonde series. It follows Elle Woods' life before she went to college. Reese says Harvard was hard, but high school was harder.
Capital weather. Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Feeling warmer in London this morning with lots of sunshine later on and highs of 18 degrees. From Global's newsroom at Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris Stark,
and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Right then, my little cherubs. Good morning. It's Thursday. The sun is out. Mini heat wave across the UK. And here at Capital Breakfast, we're keeping the vibes up. It's me, Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Yeah, we've got a big hour ahead. We went to Elton John's house yesterday.
What?
Madness.
Elton John. It was class. We want to bring you everything that happened on that trip. And obviously some bits from our chat with Sir Elton himself. He was saying some pretty incredible things to us. It was a good one, wasn't it?
It was really good. He also listens to Capital Breakfast and loves all the songs and artists that we play as well, so we'll get into that.
Honestly, all we can say is what a legend, what an honour. I can't believe us three absolute chimps were allowed in that place.
8:30 today, you're going to hear what happened when, as if we're saying this out loud, we went to Elton John's house. But first, something happened to me yesterday, something that I think could only happen to me. I'm going to tell you guys next.
Capital. Capital Breakfast.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. Memories or something, even smoking is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some virgin you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some virgin of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, that'll have to do.
And stick season on Capital Breakfast is 6 minutes past eight on your Thursday morning. Right, you'll know if you're on your way into work now. There's always someone who's a bit chaotic, who walks in like a whirlwind and says something like, you'll never believe what happened to me, and you'll all like, roll your eyes together. They'll say something like, what am I like? It's usually a Janet. No offence, Janet, if you're listening, but it's usually you. But here at Capital, I'm the Janet. So I think it's only right that we have another round of What Am I Like? The chaotic things that happen in my life, it could only happen to me. Okay, welcome back to What Am I Like? I'm your host, Jordan North.
Janet North.
Something happened yesterday after we left Elton John's house and I headed back to London. And I thought, no one's going to believe me. I'll give you some options. Join the chat on 0345-6000-958. Was it A? I was squirted in the eye by another windscreen wiper for a second time in a month.
Okay.
Was it B? Was I slapped by a random man on the street? Was it C? Attacked by a one-legged swan.
Come on.
Or D, was I propositioned by a Geordie in a top hat and a monocle?
Okay, wow.
Like Monopoly.
The Monopoly.
The Geordie version.
But with a Geordie accent. All right. Now, Sean, I know what you're thinking. All four of those could happen to me.
It's true.
So, if you want to join the chat today, 0345 6000 958, and you want to play What Am I Like? Was I A, squirted in the eye by another windscreen wiper for a second time this month? Was I slapped by a random man on the street? C, was I attacked by a one-legged swan? Or D, was I propositioned by a Geordie in a top hat and a monocle? We will play Sabrina Carpenter, Busy Woman. You text me in, and you'll find out what happened to me after this.
I'm so mature, collected, and sensible. Except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well, that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know. But if you need
to reapply. Maybe for you, though, I could accommodate. I'm flexible, so just tell me what you like. Tantric yoga, baby, namaste. If you don't want me, I'll just deem you gay. But if you
Carpenter and Busy Woman on Capital Breakfast, where we are currently halfway through another game of What Am I Like?
It's great messages coming in. Do you want a very mixed response on the options there, Jordan? Do you want to run through them?
Okay, so yesterday after the show, something happened to me that could only happen to me. What am I like? Was it A, was I squirted in the eye by another windscreen wiper for the second time in a month? B, was I slapped by a random man on the street? C, was I attacked by a one-legged swan? Or D, was I propositioned by a Geordie in a top hat and a monocle? Chris, Sean, what are our lovely listeners saying on the text, please?
There's loads here. Joe says, morning, guys, love listening to you as I walk to work. I think Jordan was attacked by the one-legged swan.
Whereas L, I think, has got you sort of got you spot on here. She said, it's got to be the proposition. Be that person on the door at Harrods when you went to buy your sourdough.
I don't buy
the Geordie Dorman with his top hat and monocle. I think she's got you there.
I don't buy sourdough from Harrods.
But you do get it from Ocado, right?
Most people are going swan, I think.
This is not where do I buy my sourdough from. It's what am I like? Rachel says, it's got to be C. I was attacked by a one-legged swan in the West Midlands once.
What?
Jade says, I reckon option A. But knowing your luck, Jordan, I reckon it could be all of them. All right. So yesterday, in the street, was I squirted by another windscreen wiper, slapped by a man, attacked by a one-legged swan, or propositioned by a Geordie in a top hat and monocle? I can tell you, I was slapped by a random man in the street, actually, guys.
Wait, someone slapped you?
Backhanded me in the street yesterday.
What do you mean? What did you say to them?
Honestly. I was happy slapped like it was 2006. Right?
Shouldn't laugh.
No,
it was a
shouldn't.
Bad time.
It was a very bad time.
But what on earth? How?
Right, so basically, I left you guys and then I went to get on the train and what have you back from Elton John, and I was walking the street and a guy was on the phone. Now, I think he was on the phone to his other half. I think he was halfway through an argument and he was being very animated and his arms were flinging up in the air and he's like, do all this, right? And as he flung his arm up in the air, right, if I was a second earlier, a second behind, or if I'd moved my head slightly, I would have been fine. As he flung it out, he backhanded me right on cheek. Right on, and I went, ow, you... And he didn't even apologise. He just looked at me and laughed.
He laughed?
And then his mate were in van. He got out and laughed and tried to film it.
What? Do it again? No. Go back.
Tried to film it. So, and then they were like, tried to say sorry, but because I was so embarrassed, I just rushed off. What am I like? Could only happen to me.
Only you.
Only me.
So it wasn't done on purpose?
No, it wasn't done on purpose, but he did proper backhand me. Do I have a mark there today? Can you see the mark?
No.
There's a mark.
You're fine.
Makes me think it wasn't that hard.
It was a backhander. Ow. This is Dasher now on Capital.
Deep breath, big smile. It's been a while since I've been in a crowd like this. Stay off the wall. Don't think, just talk. Pray no one says a name I miss. I'm drunk here in the bathroom light. I'm checking my phone just one more time. In case you hit me with an uncle bar. And I fix myself up in the mirror and walk out with this beer. Even though they see me here, I'm not at this party. I'm back in your backseat. You're pulling it over. You just said you have me. I can't hear this music, cause I'm hearing you. Everybody, but nobody here knows just how bad back in your backseat. You're pulling it over. You just had to have me. I can't hear this music, cause I'm hearing you yell. You're so in love with me, but right now you need to work on yourself.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sian Welby.
I want you to love me like I'm a hot guy. Yeah. Be thinking of me doing what you like. So, boy, forget about the world, cause it's gonna be me and you tonight. Yeah. I wanna make it.
The world we live in, where radio presenters are getting happy slapped in the street, eh? We'll be giving out Asbos next. Are Asbos still a thing?
Yeah.
You can still get an Asbo.
Of course they are. You can.
I've not heard that word for
ages. A girl I went to school with had two Asbos.
A girl?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, even...
Rough school.
Yeah. Even though I was slapped by a random man on the street, it's fair to say I'm still standing.
Oh, very
I'm
good.
Still standing at 19 minutes past 8 on your Thursday morning. Because in the next 10 minutes on this show, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. You're going to hear what happened when we went to Elton John's house yesterday. Chris Stark, Sian Welby and me, Jordan North, went to his actual house. You know Elton John. He sings absolute bangers like this.
On the close-up, time to dance.
Oh, one of the best gigs I've ever been to. An absolute musical legend. The word legend is used too much these days, but it's fair to say this man is a legend.
No, you're so right. Pop royalty, Sir Elton John. I mean, look at it from my point of view. As a Watford fan, this guy was Watford chairman at one point as well. Both grew up in Pinner, took slightly different paths with life, but love that we got to sit down with Sir Elton John. You're going to hear what happened next.
Capital. Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sian Welby.
And eBay.
Shop pre-loved fits for every occasion this spring.
You know the tax year's ending, right? Lloyds can help you grow your savings tax-free today. Lock in 4.25% AER with the Lloyds one-year fixed-rate cash ISA. Fix it, forget about it, and I'll see you next year when you're 4.25% happier.
Now's the perfect time to open a Lloyds Cash ISA and make the most of your annual ISA allowance. Search Lloyds Cash ISA today. Open with £3,000 plus, 4.25% AER, tax-free fixed interest for 1 year. Withdrawal charges apply, aged 18 plus.
So, Mrs. Johnson, as a guest of this wedding, did you have to drive 200 miles to get here?
I did.
And do you, Mr. Johnson, have to drive all the way back home again this evening?
I do.
Well, I declare that perhaps you better get a travel lodge.
Wedding coming up. Better get a travel lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort. At travelodge.co.uk.
Graham? Graham? Graham! Are you on gift gaff or something?
Yeah! They just text me to say they're giving me loads more data for no more money!
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tit?
Yeah! It just felt right!
Okay.
Get a massive 100 gigs of data a month with a £15 contract from GifGaff. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See gifgaff.com/terms.
For loft conversions and home extensions across London, visit simplyeasyrefurbs.co.uk.
Simply Easy.
Picture a hash brown. Yep. There it is. Right there. Would you look at that? A golden oval of crispy deliciousness. From where? Well, you already know. Breakfast done properly. Served until 11 a.m.
If regular Easter eggs leave you feeling a bit empty inside, you need to get your nashes around the new loaded Easter eggs from M&S. They take half an egg and fill it with delicious chocolate and famous M&S treats. If you like mallowy whips and orange jellies, you'll love the big dippy whippy egg. And if you like toffee popcorn and chocolate-covered pretzels, then the scrummy bunny munch egg is for you. These are not just Easter eggs. These are M&S loaded Easter eggs, subject to availability.
With Capital Breakfast.
And get home across London with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
All my friends are here for dinner. Thanks to Dunelm, we've got room. This new table is an extender.
This is so tender.
You're the woman I want. You are the one I want.
Bring in spring with delightful dining furniture delivered in 5 days or less from £50 at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
Capital travel update
with Luton Airport Express. 32 minutes to go, no traffic to disrupt your flow.
Lottie Morley, what's the latest on the roads?
Hey Jordan, there is delays on the M1 southbound between Dunstable and Hemel Hempstead. There's been an accident there and two lanes are closed for recovery. It's really slow on the M25 anti-clockwise to Chertsey because of an accident that happened earlier. There are queues on the M3 both ways to Lightwater because two cars have broken down. And there are delays at Highbury Corner because St Paul's Road is closed eastbound. And on the trains, C2C services at Grays are disrupted because of an investigation. More in 20 minutes.
Breakfast.
The way we move, skin on skin. No separation, need no conversation, nah, nah, nah. On everything, it's automatic, going several to a high, nah, nah. Right, and wishing the wheels would fall off. Time is ticking, it's ticking, you're too long. Right before I decide to go.
Give me motivation, so tell me when we come, pick a destination.
Levy.
Capital Breakfast.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry now. Yeah.
Mafia and Don't You Worry Child on Capital Breakfast at 8:28. How are you getting on? It's Jordan, Chris and Sean with you on your Thursday morning. Tomorrow, Friday, yay, we are celebrating our 1 year anniversary as a threesome on Capital Breakfast. We've been together for 1 year and there's going to be a few surprises tomorrow. Make sure you're listening.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Capital Breakfast.
I won't say that again. Should we say thruple?
No, that's worse.
All right, let's just 1 year together as a team.
A trio.
I think for now, that's fine.
It's absolutely fine, a trio.
I could see you both wincing when I said that, physically wincing. Now, look, one thing I love about this show is it's been the best year of my life. It generally has. And there are some sentences that you just cannot believe are coming out your mouth. Like yesterday, Elton John, Sir Elton John, invited us to his house to talk about music. His music. I don't know about you, but I am the biggest Elton John fan. I love him. He's been around since the 70s. And yesterday we were summoned to his house.
I still can't believe it. There's not many times I'll text my mates about stuff because we do a lot of cool stuff on this show and in this job. But I was like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but me, Jordan and Chris are going to Elton John's house. We've actually been invited to step foot in his premises, which just felt like a bucket list moment. For me, it was like... like when you go to Disneyland as a kid. This is like the pinnacle, isn't it?
Yeah, we are so lucky
and we don't take it for granted. You know, seeing Elton John at Vicarage Row was one of the greatest gigs. I think it is the greatest gig I've ever seen. So we're around his house, right, which was a big honour. We were a little bit nervous as well,
we were
in his library. That's where we were chatting to him. And before he came in, there's all these Brit Awards. Like every bit of that room, there was something in that was just amazing. There was a Brit Award there or a Grammy there. In fact, someone came in at one point and told us, you know, just be careful, don't knock anything over.
There's lots of vases and like antiques and stuff, and like you said, Grammys. And I got a look from producer Callum as if to say, don't you dare knock anything over. Don't you dare. I was like,
which was fair enough.
Also, can I just say, the house smelled amazing. Like that room smelled of like cinnamon and cedar wood,
rich mahogany.
It smelt of rich people.
It smelt delicious in there.
Right, so he's got an album out tomorrow. It's called Who Believes in Angels. It's fantastic. We've been lucky enough to listen to it. It's like classic Elton rock and roll songs, that sort of thing. It, like, first thing you need to put on tomorrow when you wake up, just have a listen to it. He knows his stuff when it comes to music.
Oh, 100%. And what you need to know about Elton John is he's just never stopped. He doesn't slow down. He's so like finger on the pulse. And he was actually telling us how he turned 78 last week. There was like still balloons in his kitchen. It's amazing to see that, actually. But he's so on it with new artists, and he's almost like the fairy godmother to a lot of newcomers, because he sort of puts his arm around people and gives them advice and looks after them, doesn't he? And so we were going through a few of those artists that he sort of knew about way before they popped here in the UK, or before we were even aware of them. One of those people was Chapel Roan. He was supporting her way before any of us were even playing her music.
2023, I played Pink Pony Club, and then a couple of weeks ago, it was number one here. It was like, yeah. Wow. Yeah. And as soon as I heard that, and then heard the album, I contacted her, and she performed at our Oscar event this year, and I sang with her. She was amazing. It's just great. It makes me feel so good that these young people are doing so well. And, you know, Chapel's been around a long time. She was on Atlantic. They dropped her. So Sabrina Carpenter, this is her sixth record. Look at Lola Young. She's been around a while.
Love Lola Young.
Yeah, so, I mean, gradually, they finally break. And it's good, because they learn their... When they finally break, they're ready for it. You know, Bernie and I struggled a long time before we made it. We had 4 years of kind of, disappointments and a lot of near misses. But when we happened, we were ready for it. And so, you know, all those years of being disappointed gave you the backbone to be successful.
It's okay to be disappointed. It's not, yeah. It doesn't have to be perfect the first time. Sometimes we live in a world.
If it's perfect, that's why I don't like, you know, X Factor shows and everything like that. People aren't ready for the career, but they just got... You know, they get on television, and then when it comes to actually performing live, making records, it's difficult. I'd rather people did gigs and did it that way, where they're playing to 20, 30 people. I met Ed Sheeran playing in living rooms, and James Blunt, people like that. They earned their corn.
Just look at us just chewing the fat. We sit out with John in his little library. We say little library, it was massive. There's loads to go into, loads more. Shall we get Chapel Roan on that he was talking about?
Yeah.
This is the one, isn't it? The song that started it all.
The one that he was supporting many, many moons ago. Now we're playing on Capital. This is Pink Pony Club.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh mama, from Tennessee. Oh, Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream.
And Pink Pony Club playing for you on Capital Breakfast at 8:36. Sarah's texting saying, Jordan, did you give Sir Elton John some of your corned beef hash?
No, there was no corned beef hash chat with Sir Elton. I was briefed in the car before that. I wasn't allowed to mention it to him. However, I did give over a giant picture, a portrait of myself. Just listen to this. It will all be explained. We've got a little gift for you. It might seem a little weird, and I know you've got some beautiful paintings here that look absolutely priceless. But the reason why we've got a gift here is that's a picture. Can I explain?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a picture of me.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
It's
yeah.
a lovely oil painting of Jordan North there.
It's because in my spare room in my house, Elton, I am a huge fan. I actually have a picture of you above my bed, so I sleep under you.
Oh, my God.
Most nights.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Wow, there you go.
What era is that from, Jordan? What's
that is, I think, in the late 70s, if you can see that picture.
So is the question you're asking, will Sir Elton put this above his bed?
Or his one of his guest rooms, maybe?
Maybe.
That's a polite no, I think.
That's a no.
Not in this house, but if we've got another house, which you probably go better in, yeah.
So, wow. Now the picture is currently here in the Capital Breakfast office.
Oh, I see. It got brought back, did it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like the most polite but amazing burn I've ever heard of Elton going, well, we won't put it up in this house, but maybe if we had another house, it would fit better.
I think I shouldn't have done that. I think it was pretty much straight in 5 minutes into the interview. I think
You did do that. You pulled that card very early, which got poor me and Chris had to then backpedal and sort of win him back round.
Looked a bit egotistical.
Well, it was a massive picture of your head.
I thought it'd be funny because I've got a picture of him above my bed, so maybe he'd put one above his bed. He wasn't. It was a picture from Amazon that cost
me
20
quid. From Sir Elton. He's quick, isn't he?
Oh, he's so funny. The problem is with it, we had to do a radio-safe interview, but you can tell, like, he is the funniest guy. I would just love to have, like, a proper night out with Elton John.
Can I just say as well, he's so caring and lovely, right? So he came in and he asked all about the stuff that I've been going through lately, and he brought up a couple of times. In fact, it was quite a bizarre conversation where we ended up talking about, I found myself sort of talking to him in quite some detail about it all, and he gave us a massive cuddle. And I just think that's him all over. He's such a brilliantly caring fella.
It was lovely. He gave you a cuddle as well. It was so nice. The whole chat is on Global Player, the official Capital app. But something happened afterwards when we all got a bit giddy, after the nerves had gone and the adrenaline was kicking in, that we maybe not invited back. And for once, it wasn't my fault.
When I'm underneath the bright lights, when I'm trying to have a good time, cause I'm good now, you ain't mine. Nah, 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 nah. Don't call me up when you're looking at my photos. Getting hot, losing control. You want me more, now I let go. Nah, 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 nah. I'm over you and I don't need your lies no more. Cause the truth is without you, boy, I'm stronger. And I know you said that I'd change with a cold heart, but it was your game that left scars. Ooh, I'm over you. Don't call me up. Feeling good now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us. Gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Not not sticking up. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But now I'm here, I pick the club. And I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up. Cause I'm here looking fine, babe. And I got eyes looking my way. And everybody's on my vibe, babe. Nah, 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 nah. Don't call me up. My friend said you were a bad man. I should've listened to the back then. And now you're trying to hit me up again. Nah, 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 nah. I'm over you and I don't need your lies no more. Cause the truth is without you, boy, I'm stronger. And I know you said that I'd change with a cold heart, but it was your game that left scars. Ooh, I'm over you. Don't call me up. Don't wanna talk about us. Gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Now I'm not together. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But now I'm here up in the club. And I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up. I'm going out tonight. Feeling good now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us. Gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Now I'm not together. In the club, and I don't wanna talk, so don't call me.
Mabel and Don't Call Me Up on Capital Breakfast, calling all thrill seekers. After 9 o'clock today, we are going to give you another thrilling getaway with O2. Make sure you're listening just after 9 o'clock. It's something that we have been doing all week on the show. Got a text here from Simon saying, Jordan, what happened with the whoopee cushion button in Chris's car?
Well, glad you asked, Simon.
We spoke yesterday on the show about old school pranks, and Chris brought up he has a button in his car that makes funny noises. And
kids love it, by the way.
Kids love it, but so does Sean Welby. We finished the interview with Elton John yesterday, and bearing in mind, we were all nervous before, and we got a bit giddy afterwards. We're like, whew, oh, thank God that's done. And then Chris goes in his car, and Sean went, oh, before you go, can your car do that whoopee cushion thing that the kids love?
Mind, we're just outside his house.
We're literally outside his front door.
I know, and I thought about this as well, because there was a lot of security cameras, so it was definitely caught on his security.
We also filmed it on our phone, and it's fair to say they're not going to invite us back. We're outside Elton John's house, and Sean wants Chris's car to fart.
Here you go, there you go. One sec. Here it comes.
Chris is making his car fart outside.
This is too weird.
Sir Elton John. Outside Sir Elton John's house.
It's so childish.
It's so... You know, I think it was a release because I think I was so full of adrenaline and pressure before that interview that just really helped me, Chris.
So
thank you for that.
Immature.
No, it's so ridiculous. It's a story we will never forget because it's just bizarre, the circumstances.
We will never... Do you know when your mum used to say they'll never invite us back?
I know.
We will never be invited back ever.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find affordable pre-loved gems this spring.
Drive, discover, explore. On a European fly drive with British Airways Holidays. From snapping brightly coloured fishing boats in Malta to spotting wild flamingos in the sparkling blue lagoons near Montpellier, you have the freedom to drive where you want and create your own adventure. So, where will your car take you? Book your European fly drive with British Airways Holidays today and jet off from London Gatwick Airport. And if you're a British Airways Club member, you can collect double Avios on your Avis car hire until April the 30th. To book, search BA Fly Drives. Subject to availability, conditions apply, ATOL protected.
And they're coming down the final furlong now. And Long Drive Home is being chased down by I'm Tired. I Wish I Didn't Have to Drive Home is losing ground as Better Get a Travelodge is coming up fast. Long Drive Home is fading as Better Get a Travelodge comes tearing up on the inside and Better Get a Travelodge takes it!
Sporting event coming up. Better Get a Travel Lodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket. 51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Oh, that's Steve. His four-year-old just tried to hug a crab. And Amir, with a video of his daughter using ice cream as sunscreen. Oh, and Sarah's little one built a sandcastle in her bed. Family holidays, eh? Surely sending all this is costing them a fortune.
It's not, actually. At Tesco Mobile, you'll get no EU roaming fees for the duration of your contract with Clubcard Prices.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/homefromhome.
Darren could get an offer from a random car dealer. Or sell direct to We Buy Any Car. The dealer could come to his home, kick his tyres, then decide not to buy it. Or he could get a guaranteed sale, leaving more time to take his other half on a romantic getaway. Oh no! Or ooh la la. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webanycar.com.
Capital Travel Update. With Luton Airport Express. 32 minutes from St Pancras to the airport terminal.
Morning, Lottie. What's the latest with the travel?
Hey, Jordan. There are delays on the M1 southbound at the moment to Dunstable because of an accident that happened earlier. It's really slow on the M25 clockwise to Waltham Abbey after a car broke down. Just off the M25 at junction 14, a lorry has broken down on the junction roundabout and there are long delays on the approach there. And there are delays at Highbury Corner because St. Paul's Road is closed eastbound for emergency works. And on the underground, there are minor delays on the central line.
Abrams, and this is Not So True, your number one hit music station,
Capital Breakfast.
I could go and read your mind, think about your dumb face all the time, living in your glass house, I'm outside, looking in a big blue eyes, did it just to hurt me, make me cry, smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life, you're in.
Breakfast is 10 to 9. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean. Right, just give us, just bear with us one more minute. And then we won't mention Sir Elton John's house until tomorrow.
We got to go to his house.
We got to go to his house. It's really cool. You can watch the whole video on Global Player, the official Capital app. But before we got there, Sean Welby, you were late.
Well, I haven't really admitted to what happened, right?
This could only happen to you.
This is one of those ones where it's a full Welby moment. You know, I arrived, I was a little bit flustered. I'll tell you for why. So we all went in separate taxis because we were going from, you know, different times and stuff, right? So I arrived there in the cab and we go down this long gravel driveway and there's this huge manor house in front of me. So I hop out, I'm like, cheers. And then I text you guys saying, I'm here. And then producer Callum was like, oh, we're about 10 minutes behind you, won't be long. I was like, great, great, great. I'll just hang around. It was such a sunny day, wasn't it?
Mm.
It was really nice. And I was just sort of hanging around the driveway and I could see the front door was open. I thought, oh, they are expecting us. So I thought, do I wait outside or do I go in? So I sort of stuck my head around, couldn't see anybody there yet. So I thought, maybe I'll wait outside. So I hung around for a little bit. I thought, I can't believe how easy it was to sort of get in here. Like, no security or anything, but fair. Very chilled. It's like in the middle of the countryside. Then I see a woman wearing all black. And it was kind of that key sort of moment. I thought, oh, I think she works here. Mm. I think she's like a member of staff of some sort.
Had a walkie-talkie or a lanyard or something.
She didn't have a lanyard, but she was all
clipboard.
In black. And yeah, she did. She had, I think she had like two phones on her. And
yeah.
I thought, you look like you work here. So anyway, she was in the hallway. And obviously, like I say, the front door was wide open. And I went, oh, hiya. I said, I'm here for the interview. She went, oh, yes, yes, yes. Come on in. I was like, cheers. She went, do you want to sit in here while we just, I'll bring him down. I was like, oh, okay, great. So I go into this sort of waiting area and it was so grand, you know, like big leather bound chairs and Chesterfield sofas and sort of, there was loads of artifacts on the wall, gold, like really expensive rugs.
Yes.
I was like sitting there going, this is amazing. I'm sat in like the holding area of Elton John's house. This is unbelievable. But I couldn't really understand why it was themed so sort of like, well, I don't know, like a sort of Arabian kind of feel to
it.
Yeah,
expensive.
So expensive. And there was a big sort of desk. It could have almost been the White House. You know that room where there's like the gold eagles and it looked so official. And then I look and in the cabinet, I can't quite make it out, but I can see that there's a photo of someone shaking hands with King Charles. And I'm thinking, this is unbelievable. He's met everyone, Elton has. So this, and it looked like loads of presidents and all sorts. I thought, I never realised he was so in with the royals and presidents and everyone. I was like, this is unbelievable. Anyway, the lady comes back in and goes, oh, what was your name again? I said, oh, it's Sean Welby. She went, do you want a drink? I said, oh, yes, please. She went, loads of waters there. And there was a whole display of, like, really expensive water. I said, oh, thank you. So I take a water, I'm sitting there, and, you know, I'm thinking, well, the boys will be here in a minute. Anyway, my phone starts ringing, and it's Callum, producer Callum. And as it's ringing, and I'm sort of looking out the window, and I can't see him, and I started giggling, because the penny started to drop. I was like, Callum? He was like, where are you? And I was like, I'm here. He went, you're not. I was like, oh no. Oh no. What? So I'm now sat in the complete stranger's house, right?
It's not Elton John's house.
It's not Elton John's house. But there was an interview because she sat me down and said, yeah, 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 I'll bring him down. So then luckily I catch the woman again. I go, excuse me, sorry, I actually might be in the wrong house. She went, but you're here for the interview. I was like, yeah. She went, who are you expecting? I was like, Elton. And she shook her head and went, no, that's not the right, he's down there. And she pointed and I was like, well, what interview am I about to? I almost got in an interview to be the new housekeeper of probably some like Middle Eastern prince.
That's the thing. Yours was a job interview.
Mine was a job interview and I almost got it.
This is brilliant. It could only happen to Sean Welby. Let that story settle in whilst we come up to 9 o'clock with three songs on the way, back to back with
No Wittering in Between. Capital.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Shop free love fashion for less this spring.
Big Top Boss.
The EE.
Official.
Official.
Big Top 40.
Will Manning, and it's a third week at number one for Doechii, Anxiety, but closing in is Alex Warren. I know you've been loving his hit, Ordinary. Can he finally knock her off this week? You'll find out with me Sunday from 4.
The EE Official Big Top 40.
Keep the whole family connected with EE Mobile and Broadband.
This is it.
Level 23.
Final.
Final.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Go!
Power.
Boost your broadband to turbocharge your gaming and reduce lag with EE Game Mode. Even when everyone's online, this is broadband made for gaming. Search EE Broadband.
EE Game Mode requires EE Smart Hub Plus. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
There is simply nothing else like it. Experience Disney's award-winning musical, The Lion King, at London's Lyceum Theatre. See it now. Remember it forever. Book your tickets at thelionking.co.uk.
Hey Sainsbury's, my family's proper picky. How can I please them all without it costing an arm and a leg this Easter?
We've got prices to suit every taste. Set your table with selected Easter mains like lamb, beef or salmon, now half price with Nectar.
Nice. With those prices, I might have to pick all three.
For cracking savings this Easter, ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Nectar required, subject to availability. Selected stores excludes locals. Ends 22nd of April. See in-store online for details.
Subway knows you love a good deal. So say hello to Sub Yay. Deals that will make you go, yay. Like 10% off your whole order, getting a meal deal upgrade, or buy one, get one free on a 6-inch. That's Sub Yay. Get a fresh deal every week exclusively on the Subway app. Subway, 60 years fresher than ever. See the Subway app for specific offer availability and T's and C's. Freshly prepared per order.
Five themed worlds, over 70 rides and free parking. Poulton's Park, big value, short queues.
Poulton's Park.
The latest news. Next, Capital.
Girls!
It's bed.
Bedtime.
One more,
I'm almost done.
We'll get kiddos.
That's enough.
Time's up.
On to the app.
Your Wi-Fi is going off.
Going off.
Off. Off.
EE Wi-Fi Controls lets you pause the Wi-Fi on your kids' devices, helping them to switch off and drift off. Search EE Broadband.
Eligibility criteria apply. New EE Broadband customers.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 9, the Prime Minister says the government will respond with cool and calm heads to Donald Trump's new tariffs.
Nobody wins in a trade war. That is not in our national interest. Negotiations, they continue, and we will fight for the best deal for Britain.
Overnight, the US president announced he's bringing in new taxes on all products going into the States.
Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years. But it is not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen.
The UK will face a 10% tariff, which could lead to thousands of job losses here. Sir Keir Starmer's been meeting with business leaders in Downing Street this morning. Capital's been told people should call anti-terror police if their children are watching misogynistic videos online. The Met says more than half of people referred to Prevent were under 17 last year. The Education Secretary is going to call for more men to become teachers. Bridget Phillipson will use a speech later to warn of toxic online influences facing boys. Liverpool are a step closer to winning the Premier League. They beat Everton 1-0 in their Merseyside derby at Anfield last night. And Ryan Gosling says he puts the knot in astronauts in his new film. He plays a nerdy scientist on a space mission in Project Hail Mary.
Capital weather. Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Turning warmer in London today with patchy cloud and lots of sunshine and highs of 18 degrees. From Global Newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital. From Global.
Capital Breakfast. Yeah. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Charles Welby. Capital
Breakfast. Welcome to Capital Breakfast Thursday morning. We've heard from Elton John. Sean Welby nearly became a housekeeper. We've heard from the CEO of Greggs. We've heard that Chris Stark is embracing a picky tea. What a show we've had.
Yeah, well, I feel like I've taken that from you now. I might make picky teas my thing.
Yeah. No. Barbecue and picky tea could be your
I'll
thing.
Stick to barbecues. You stick to the picky teas.
No. I'll have corned beef hash. That's
okay,
my new thing.
Fine, all right.
You can have the picky tea, Sean.
I'll stick to bottomless brunches, thank you.
Okay, bottomless brunches, barbecues and corned beef hash. And picky tea, so me, there we go.
Where do we even go from there? We've got loads on. Literally, this show is non-stop. This week is non-stop. We are celebrating because this week is our one-year anniversary of us three working together. The biggest guest this week, but also the biggest prizes and biggest competitions. And the next one we're going to talk about is amazing.
If you're a thrill seeker, stay there. Capital
Breakfast. I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. But it's good to see your face, and I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. She was running late for dinner, outside of town. Left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries. And I know you, yes I know you, used to love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face, and I really hope you're doing well. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, but I knew it, I was already gone. Oh, Bammy, don't do it, you're breaking her heart. Bammy, don't do it, Bammy, don't do it. But I need to go. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
Capital.
Hey guys, it's Tate McRae here.
Capital.
Capital.
Capital Breakfast.
Take your jeans, take your hand off me. Oh girl, it's cheesy. I can't take no more, I'm going weak in my knees. Let you put those keys. We can show and see. We can show and see. Those
station.
This is Capital.
Capital.
This is a dark parade. Another rough patch to rain on. To rain on. I know your friends may say this is a cause for celebration. Hip, hip, hooray, love. Photographs and sepia tones, so still the fire's barely fighting the cold. Alone. There are times when I can feel your ghost, just when I'm almost letting you go. The cards were stacked against us both.
On Capital Breakfast. He's got a new song out tomorrow, is it, Chairman?
I can't wait to hear it.
We've got to get him on the show. Can we try and get him on the show?
I would love that.
It's our first year anniversary tomorrow. He's got new music out. It's
meant to be.
It's meant to be, Sean.
Win with Capital Breakfast and O2. Essential for living.
Hey, I don't know if you've heard all this week. We've put the call out to all the thrill seekers that listen to the show because you could be winning some big prizes designed to get the old pulse racing. It's all thanks to O2, who help customers to live life to their fullest.
All right, then, who's an adrenaline junkie and who dares do this, right? Today, you're going to be bungee jumping and zip lining in Brighton. This will be so much fun. This is you and three mates. You're going to stay in this gorgeous seaside hotel. You get to do the bungee jump, you do the zip wire, and there